Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to Question Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from...
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Reality. I'm your host, Priscilla Leona, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. Our show is broadcast every Sunday from 5 p.m. to 5:50 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Now, if this is your first time tuning in, our show will help you to question your career reality. Now, this show is for you if you are considering a career in the entertainment industry, and our guests will provide you with advice and resource information on how and what it takes to successfully pursue a career in show business. Our guests work in various professions and are at different stages of their career. So that means that we will definitely have someone on the show who will be able to help you with your show business career questions. Now, if you want to check out our past guests, read their bios, listen to their interview instantly, or download one of the shows, go to the LA Talk Radio website. That's latalkradio.com. Click on the link at the top of the website that says Channel 1. Scroll down, look for the graphic of our show Question Reality, and just click that link, and that takes you directly to the archive page, and that's where you can view a list of all of our past guests. We've been on since 2008, and we have all types of career advice from Oscar winners, Emmy winners, Grammy winners, Tony winners, and just general winners every day within their own mind. So wonderful advice. So check that out, and it's excellent advice. Definitely something that will help you in any career. We have advice from producers, directors, actors, singers, dancers, models, musicians, and a lot of behind-the-scenes people like post-production, script supervisors. Excuse me, I'm getting a little cold, so I'm phlegming up over here. The phlegm is abound. Sorry about that. But lots of career advice. So please, please, please check out latalkradio.com and my show, Question Reality. Now, all of the radio shows on LA Talk Radio are available for download on iTunes under the podcast section, and they're also on Stitcher.com. So just type in Question Reality Radio in the search box and go to the LA Talk Radio homepage, and that's where you can download our free apps for your Android or iPhone. Now, totally different website. If you want to find out about our future guests, and we are always booked from 6 months to a year in advance. So if you work professionally in the entertainment industry and you want to come on our show to share your sage wisdom or promote your projects, we are booking guest right now for 2015. So please go to our official Question Reality website directly. And that address is questionrealityradioshow.com. Questionrealityradioshow.com. And just fill out the brief form on the contact page and we will get back to you. Also, if you know someone who's working professionally, you can recommend them as well. We take tips, advice, and all kinds of referrals. So please have them call us. Now, as always, we have a great guest who's going to give you lots of advice. Hopefully, we're going to drain him dry of all of his knowledge. And his name is Michael, and I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. I'm going to say Person, and he goes by Hicks, and he is an award-winning country music singer-songwriter, and he is from, I think he's my very first guest from Sweden, but I'm not sure because I think there might be someone someone who is from Norway, maybe Sweden. I'm not sure, but I'm going to just say he's my very first guest from Sweden. And he has multiple gold and platinum records to his credit. And his rock edge songs have been recorded by artists like Jimmy Jameson, Survivor, Giant, Dan Huff, Bobby Kimball, Toto, Little River Band, W.E.T., featuring Jeff Scott Soto, Grammy-nominated Toby Hitchcock, and Grammy winner Barbados. And Hicks, again, he's an Independent Country Music Association winner, a Nashville Universe. Oh, I've been drinking the cocktails. I had to prep for the show. I can't talk. Gonna mess everything up today. He's a Nashville Universe Award nominee and the British Country Music Association's European Country Act of the Year. And he has written Nashville heavy. He's written with Nashville heavy hitters like Anthony Smith, Dallas Rogers, Dennis Morgan, and Sharon Vaughn. And on June 30th of this year, Hayride, which is a song written by Hicks and Lassie Anderson, became, because it's long past, it's a couple of months past, it became Hicks' first official U.S. radio single release on MTS Records, and it reached number 77 on the Music Row chart and number 3 on the New Music Weekly. So, my God, this is so exciting for people who are tuning in today who want advice on how to pursue a career in the entertainment industry as a country music artist. So some of the questions that we're going to ask him today are, what are some things you need to know if you decide to pursue a career in the country music business? He has lots of tips. We're going to ask, what is the secret to writing a great country songs, the lyric as well as instrumentation? We're going to ask, how does one approach writing a country love song versus a pop love song? And we're going to ask, do you think a country singer-songwriter has to move to Nashville to get their work noticed by the important record labels? Because keep in mind, he lives in Sweden. How the hell is he doing it? We want to know. Inquiring minds want to know. So we are going to have these questions along with a whole bunch of other questions. And we're going to ask him all kinds of stuff. He's going to be, his tongue will be dry as sand by the time he gets off of this radio show. Now, I also want to point out, I want to give some props and a shout out to the person who contacted me to put him on the show. And that is the lovely Michael Stover from MTS Management Group. And I just want to take a moment to tell you how impressive Michael Stover is to me. I am amazed at how on top of things this man is for his clients. He just never ceases to amaze me at his professionalism. And as you know, people who interview people are contacted mainly by PR reps to get their clients on radio shows. And I deal with a ton of PR companies. And I got to tell you, little Michael Stover is my absolute favorite. And I tell you, if you are seeking, if you're an artist seeking representation, I would run to Michael Stover at MTS Management like moth to a flame. And I am not getting paid to advertise for him. This is how passionate I feel about this guy. He is really the personification of what a talent manager should be and what he should do for his clients. And I really wish I personally could clone him for every position that's in charge of the talent industry business, because he really is phenomenal. It's such an honor working with him. I love it. And again, if you're pursuing a career in music, please do yourself a favor and contact Michael Stover to represent you today. And boy, he'll have you out on the red carpet tomorrow. I'm telling you, he's wonderful. And I'm sure you agree, Michael Person, a.k.a. Hicks. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you so much for having me. Totally agree with you, all the words you're saying about Michael Stover. He's just the best.
Oh, he's divine. I love that little guy. And he's cute as a button. I know you can't say it, but he's just cute as a little button. but he really works very hard for his clients, so you're very lucky to have him. He's
very devoted, and he's very passionate about his work and his clients.
Oh, my gosh. How long have you been with him?
Almost a year now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and I must say it's one of my smartest career moves I've done, because he's a hard worker just like me, and that's why we're going places.
Yeah, it's very hard to find people who have great business ethics and are really on top of things. In this day and age, you should be. You've got the iPhone, the iPad, the laptop. You've got a million things to keep you on top of things, but it also can overwhelm some people and cause them to become a little frazzled. And phone calls, I get so many people telling me that they've spent a fortune monthly on their PR reps, and they don't get a phone call return, an email return. I mean, no contact. They track them down. They got to practically stalk these people to get them to do their job. And that is so not the case with Mr. Stover, because everybody who's been on my show that he's booked has just told me he returns emails and phone calls, and boy, he's on top of it. So that leads me to a really good question that I want to ask you. Everybody, of course, thinks that they sing a couple songs, and if they're told how wonderful they are, they think they're ready for representation, which is not the case, because you really do need to build up your resume, so to speak, before you go out and seek representation. And if you run into someone and you've been playing at open mic night for like 3 days and they want to represent you, then you need to stop with this delusion, because this is not a PR rep that should be representing you, because they're just taking your money. It does take, you have to be accredited for a PR person to feel proud to take you on, right? So why don't we talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, because if somebody's going to represent you, they have to have something to work with. It's not enough that you might be a great singer or write great songs. I mean, there has to be something more.
Correct.
And me and Michael, we've been in contact since I released my first single on my own label back in 2012. And it wound up on charts in the U.S. And charts that I didn't even know existed. And he contacted me when he saw that I was on these charts and told me if I need representation in the U.S., he was the man. And we stayed in contact. And last year, we decided now is the time for us to work together, because I wanted to have something more to contribute, to bring something more to the table, not just being an artist with one song. So I worked hard, and then I hooked up with Michael, and we started work even harder.
Right, yeah. So you, just because you think you're ready for fame and fortune and a Grammy next week, do not be trying to contact a PR rep, because some of them will take your money and they don't do anything for you, and then you're just going to feel really, really bad about yourself. So, you know, build up some credits, and then you can pursue talent management and representation. Now, Michael, or should I call you Michael or Hicks? What would you
Hicks, that's my stage name.
Okay, Hicks. I'll call you Hicks.
Call me Hicks. It's easy, simple, easy to remember.
Well, let me ask you why. I just love your name, Michael Persaud. I think that just rolls off the tongue. But let me ask you, a lot of people do change their name and go with stage names. You've got Cher, Madonna, Beyonce. Yep. Why Hicks? Why did you choose that name?
The same reason they have Cher and they have Madonna and Sting, it's short, simple,
easy
to remember.
Excellent.
And it kind of says country in a way, because I'm a hick. I'm from the southern part of Sweden.
True hick country there. That's honey boo-boo country. South of Sweden, that's honey boo-boo land. Oh, my God. Well, I do that's another great point you brought up, because again, it's all about branding. You gotta set yourself up to be branded well. And one word titles, as a rule, have they been very successful, as we just pointed out with a lot of stars. Not to say that you need to go out and change your name, people. We're not saying that, but if it's a name that's if it has like 14 syllables in it, I would highly recommend you cut it down to one. So again, it's easy to use, and that is that sounds very country. So that was a very smart move. Now, Hicks, what profession did you see yourself in when you were a child? Did you always know you wanted to be a country music artist? So tell me, how did you know? Because honestly, I can't see a lot of country music being on the radio stations over in Sweden, but you have to enlighten us and tell us. I mean, does Sweden, are they obsessed with country music and that's how you heard it? What happened?
No, with me, it started with my grandpa and my mom. They are big country music fans. So they played me Johnny Cash and Jim Reeves and Hank and all the old timers when I grew up. And Ma told me when I was 2 years old, I used my grandpa's big shoehorn as a guitar, and I stood there in my diapers playing air guitar on his shoehorn to Johnny Cash. And they just said, well, here we have an artist. And they were so right. I knew as long as I can remember, I always knew that I'm going to work with music in one form or another, because that's who I am. I love music, and especially country music. But like you said before in your very kind introduction, I love rock as well, and I love a really good pop song. I don't care so much about a genre as long as it is a well-written, good song. I'm a song nerd. Country music speaks to me. It's what's in my heart, in my blood. That's who I am.
Well, can you tell us a little bit about your journey on the road from being just a little boy born in Sweden to wanting to be a country music singer? I mean, what did you do to make that happen? What was your journey like trying to accomplish that?
Like I said, I knew that I should have a career in music. I just knew that. So I started playing guitar pretty early, and I started writing songs. Not great ones, the first ones, but I was writing. And then in my teens, you want to play in a band. I want to play in a country band, but all of my friends, they just thought, country music, come on.
Yeah.
That's just so cheesy. That's lame music. And what they heard, that was some guy yodeling with a lot of steel guitars and fiddles, and they thought that was country. And it's, no, country is so much more. And I played him some Johnny Cash songs, and I played him Lynyrd Skynyrd, and it was just like, yeah, it's kind of cool, but they want to play rock. So, and I didn't mind. I mean, I love rock as well, so I played in a lot of different rock bands, and I kept writing songs, so I became always the songwriter in the bands. And then other bands started to call me and say, hey, we heard those songs you wrote. Can you write us some songs? And I wrote more and more songs, and I fell in love with that even more. And I got tired of touring. I toured all over Europe. And so I started to work more in the studio with writing songs for the bands. And when they were out touring, and I got to write for all my heroes in rock. I listened to Toto, I listened to Survivor, I listened to Little River Band when I grew up, and then I found myself writing to those guys. It was just like, wow. I thought it couldn't get any bigger than that. Mm. But in the back of my head, I thought I was done with being an artist myself, but I went to Nashville and I met a guy, his name is Ronnie Thomas, and he works with Montgomery Gentry, Reba, Alan Jackson, all Brooks and Dunn, all the big names in country, and I played him some of my songs, just hoping that he would pitch them to his artist. But he told me, no, I won't pitch those songs to them. And I thought, what? Are they that bad? And he said, no, they're not. They're so good, but I don't want to pitch them to them because you should do them yourself. Mm. And I was like, what? No, I'm a writer. I'm a songwriter. No, you're not. You're an artist. And I can hear that in the way you sing those songs. You have a sound there that nobody else has. And I'm not sure anybody else can do those songs the way you do them. So go back to Sweden and go ahead, be a country artist. And that was like a, well, not a dream come true, but like a wake-up call more. It's like, yeah, because I forgot about how much I missed being an artist because I had so much fun writing songs.
Right.
So when I started, go back to being an artist again, it was just like, yeah, this is home, and especially being a country artist, because
right.
When I write songs for myself, or if I write to anybody else, there is a country vibe in those songs. Even if it's a rock song or a pop song, there is some element of country in it. And I can't put my finger on what it is, but...
What experiences influence the songs you write?
Oh, that could be just about anything. You and me having a conversation, something I read in a paper or see on TV, or you hear two people talking to each other in a restaurant. It could be just about anything.
So your songs aren't just, and again, forgive me, I'm not familiar with your work, but your songs are not just the typical love ballads or the country music where the dog ate the box of chocolates, or killed your wife because she was looking at the truck driver. It's not that sort of, you know, thing. It's about
it's about a lot of stuff. There is
so different topics.
Yeah, different topics. I wrote a song that I'm so proud of that lyric. I really love that lyric. It's a song we wrote for Toby Hitchcock, and they named a whole album after that song. It's called Mercury's Down. And Mercury's Down is about how cold the world has become. That we build higher and higher fences, regarding every border harder and harder. But the love is missing. The humanity between us humans is getting so cold that Mercury's down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we blame it on the social media. My God, the phones are just putting up the wall. They're like the Great Wall of China, for God's sake. Now, in your opinion, what is the secret to writing a great country song? And I'm talking about the lyrics as well as the instrumentation.
Honesty. I think honesty, that you mean everything you're writing, and then when you sing it, that you mean every word when you sing it, that you really get the lyric and you really can interpret and make other people feel it. Yeah,
write what you know, right?
Yeah, exactly. Write what you know, and that's what I love about country music, and keep it real.
Oh, they keep it real, all right. It gets too real in country music. Oh, yeah, I loved you, honey, but I loved your brother better. And you just need to deal with it. Oh, I love that. Oh, they tell it like it is in country music. Everybody knows who's been listening to my radio show, I have never been, you know, a country music fan per se. I'm more 80s music. I'm like, or pop music. But I tell you, I really respect and appreciate the lyrics. And I actually have grown to listen a little bit more to music since I've been watching Nashville. That show. I mean, it has brought a lot of people over from the dark side to love country music. It's bringing in a whole new young audience. So they're just doing a great job with that show. Now, what surprises have you had in your country music career pursuit so far? So anything you weren't expecting? Like big surprises, like you're like, wow!
The biggest surprises.
What the hell's going on?
Yeah, it's that I've been nominated for so many awards, and I won a lot of them. That's the biggest surprise.
Woo! That's always good.
It's always good, and it's such a huge honor, and but I never expected that starting out. I started out as a country artist because I wanted it so bad, and It's my way to express myself. It's who I am, and it's like I came home in a way when I started out as a country, or came back to being an artist, but being a country artist that I always wanted to be.
Right.
So that's a huge surprise to me. That, and it was an even bigger surprise that CMA in Nashville, they invited me to represent Sweden at the CMA Fest last year.
Wow!
Yeah, how cool is
really?
That?
Really? Oh my yeah. God! That's like you're a total ambassador for your country. Like,
yes,
music, right?
Yes, and it's so cool. And that was also a very, very big surprise that CMA knows who I am.
I know! That's exciting! I mean,
how did they find me? So it's...
And you don't even live in Nashville, see? This
exactly.
is exactly my point, people. I have been telling so many people, do not pack up your old bag on a stick, your cloth on a stick, and go traipse into Nashville. You can create a successful career anywhere. Look at Hicks. He lives in Sweden. And yep. Country Music Association is like, hey, Hicks, we want you to represent your country. So if you live in a little foreign country, not a little foreign country, because Sweden's like, I'd die to live in Sweden. But you know what I'm saying? Even if you live in a little country like Slovenia or another country.
Well, Sweden is a small country.
Yeah, but, you know, even smaller than Sweden. Let's just talk about one I can't pronounce with 15, 20 letters. Those are usually the really, really small ones. But even if you live in one of those Slovakian countries, you can still become a country music star just like Hicks. Because, look, CMA in Nashville said, hey, we know you. You're living in Sweden, but we know you. And we want you to represent your country. So why can't you represent your little country in one of the Slovakias?
Yeah, like we talked about before, Michael Stover found me.
Yeah!
So I think it's just to get out there and do your thing, whatever your thing is.
Right, and with social media today, I mean, you can put your stuff on YouTube, you can put your stuff on Facebook, Twitter. My God, there's no reason for you not to be successful if you are talented and you have the drive. You can do it. You just have to have those key elements for sure. Now, Hicks, what are your thoughts on country music sound throughout the years? Because, you know, each decade usually sounds different, maybe not, sometimes it can go two decades, but you know how the sounds change. So do you feel that vocally one decade reigns supreme over the others? If so, why? You know how I just told you the 80s? I love the 80s music, the sound, but actually I love everything pre-1990. I really haven't been fond of anything after 1990, but you know, I love the sound of the 50s. I like the 20s, the crooning. I just love the 60s, every decade has like its sound. What do you feel, again, what are your thoughts on country music sound? Because I'm not really an expert on that. But
but I agree with you. I love the 80s. I love the 80s rock and pop because they were so strong melodies. But when it comes to country, I'm a big fan of the 90s country. I'm a huge Brooks and Dunn fan.
Oh.
And Garth Brooks. I mean, when I saw Garth Brooks, I just looked at his shows and said, "Yeah, there it is. That's
isn't
how you do it."
Isn't he the guy that came flying in from the ceiling onto the stage? Oh, now I love that. Boy,
you got to pump it up
these days.
Exactly, but he took all the shows from hard rock, what Kiss were doing, Def Leppard, Bon Jovi, and all those hard rock bands, and he just translated that to country.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to do it. You've got to, I try to tell people, it's not enough for you to sit on your stool. Like if you're just starting out and you go to the open mic nights, it's not enough that you sit there and you just play your guitar and sit on a stool. Because, I mean, people want to be entertained. Look at Garth come flying in from a ceiling. Well, of course, you got to work your way up to that. But you've got to have some sort of personality on stage. You got to be entertaining. It's got to be more powerful these days. It's sad, but it's like you got to start singing down. dancing, acting, and doing magic right out of the womb. If you don't have a hit album by the time you're three, you are so ready for retirement. That's what it seems like these days. But you know,
these days it's like that. You don't get more than, I mean, today with all the suits running the music business, they release one single, and if that's not a hit, they drop you.
Oh, honey, yeah. And these, it's not like the record labels are not like they used to be where they'll front you money to support your career. You better come there. They want to, the first thing, and I know this from personal experience, I have friends that work at various record labels, and one of the things a friend told me is when they're deciding where they're sitting around their little meetings, they're like, okay, who do you have? You know, who's exciting? For what are they talking about? Here's what they say. How many Twitter followers does this person have? How many Facebook followers does this person have? How many YouTube? That's what they look at first. They want to see that you already have a built-in fan base. Then they want you to have your music already professionally produced because they want to see, they basically just want to plop you in and say, okay, go. And you've got a fan base because you're bringing your fan base to their record label. So you gotta really take yourself from being an artist to your own business. And it's a business, show business. So you've got to handle your business. You've got to know how to network and market yourself and brand yourself. And if you're not on top of it, you think somebody else is going to do it for you. Well, you've got another thing coming. Am I right, Hicks?
You're so right.
Woo!
And the downside to that is when you have built that following, the labels come and they give you some really, really bad deals these days if you're not careful with the 360 deals and everything. But
Oh my God. You know what, Hicks? I want to talk about that. But you know what I want to do first? I want to play your song because I can't stand that people don't know how great you sound. But when we come back, can you please talk about these record labels and the deals and give the audience some advice on what to look out for, a little bit of a couple tips?
Sure.
Yeah, because I've heard about some really bad deals going wrong. But you know what? Let's play your song. I'm so excited because I listened to it and I'm like, oh my gosh, could I possibly like a country song? I don't believe it. It's true. It's called Hayride. Why don't you tell us a little bit, just like real quick, Hayride, what it's about?
Hayride is a summer song. It's an up-tempo, sing-along, beer drinking, having a good time song. Forget all your troubles for a while, crank it up, have a beer, and sing along.
Well, that is the essence of country, part of it at least. So let's go on the hayride. It's fall. Let's go on the hayride. Let's listen to Hayride by Hicks. Hit it!
So you can leave your gun locked up at home. Me and Spider Joe and his cousin Mo are ready to roll. It's a homemade thing.
Glad you like
you
it.
You were getting down, weren't you? I can see you. I mean, I've never seen you perform, but I can see you rocking that stage.
Oh, yeah, we do. It's loud. It's a lot of energy.
At one point, I saw you replacing Garth Brooks coming in off of the rope. You were totally roping it in.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to take over.
Wow! Oh my gosh, that is so exciting. Now, what's been happening with that song? What has it generated like a ton of buzz? What's going on with it other than the obvious things we talked about? Anything else?
Yeah, it's been nominated for Song of the Year, Video of the Year, both at Nashville Universe, ICOMA, Country Music Awards, and it's been charting over here in Europe. It went to number 2 on the European country charts, and I think it was played like 13,700 times last week on different radio stations in U.S., so it's doing pretty well.
Is that the sorry, I had the mute button on. I'm talking away. I had asked you, is that the song that you had the British CMA Award win with, that song, Hayride?
Well, the British CMA Award win is for your accomplishments in total for country music over here in Europe. So it's not just that song. I have had 4 songs that went top 10 on the European country charts. But Hayride is my first release in U.S.
I see.
Yeah.
Now, what about the Independent Country Music Association award nomination and win? Was that for that song or something else?
No, that was for Favorite Country Act of the Year.
The whole thing. Wow, that is so exciting. Oh, I don't know what you must have so many miles or points for flying, because you got to go to Nashville, back to Sweden, Nashville, Sweden.
Yep.
Why do you not move to Nashville with your success? Are you going to stay in Sweden, or do you have plans to move here?
Well, I've been thinking about moving, but the time isn't right yet. I have a lot of stuff to do over here, and I'm one of my goals is to put Swedish country on the map for real. And like you said, I don't think you have to live in Nashville. I would love to live in Nashville. It's not that. But since I have a lot of stuff to do over here as well, so I'm going back and forth as long as it is possible.
Now, you said to bring Swedish country music on the map. Is there a different sound for a Swedish country song? Or is it very similar to our America, USA?
Well, you heard Hayride. I think I bring a little different flavor to the table compared to Nashville. I don't try to copy the Nashville sound. I don't try to sound like you typically do in Nashville, because I think it's important to find your own trademark, to find your own sound. And I think that's why people like what I do, that they hear that this is something different. It's a little bit different in flavor. It's true to the roots. I mean, I know my country music. I grew up with it, and I know where it comes from. I know why it sounds the way it does. And I studied it really, really carefully. And I think you have to do that to go and break the rules.
Yeah, you got to learn the basics. My God, how do you expand on something if you don't know what the base is? Now, the gold, you had gold platinum record awards for songwriting.
Yeah.
Correct? Oh my gosh. How many songs?
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, that many!
Yeah, I don't count them. So
are you kidding?
It's been a few. I've been very fortunate in that way that those big artists wanted to cut my songs, and so it's a real privilege.
Oh, okay. So it was for songwriting, and the big country artists sang your songs. So you
no, that was actually not the country songs. It's been more the rock and pop songs.
Oh.
Yeah, the country songs I kept for myself.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So what's anything that we, any songs you can name that?
Yeah, but nothing that's known in U.S. Oh, it's just known over here in Europe and Sweden.
I see. Oh, hey, it'll be known here soon one day.
Hopefully.
It's going to be known. Now, a question. We were talking a little bit about that, the record label stuff. Just a couple tips about what can people, what should they be aware of when they're being approached by a record label, whether it's a major label or an independent label?
Well, I think that they should look on what they're making, if we're talking about money first, what they are making right now. And then when a label approaches them, or a manager, or an agent, or whatnot, and to see what they want in percentage, or what kind of deal the label is offering, because sometimes you make more money staying independent than signing a shitty record deal with somebody. And then you have the control of your own music. You own everything. And I think these days that's very important. I own both the publishing and all the rights to my music. Because if you give up your rights, you have nothing.
Right.
And especially these days when there isn't much honesty, I think, in the entertainment industry. There is, of course, there is honesty. But in general, when you are climbing on your way up, there are a lot of sharks that is just waiting for a newcomer or somebody naive. And they will grab a bite out of that person if you're not careful. So read everything very, very carefully. Use lawyers. There are very, very good music lawyers and entertainment lawyers that can help you with all the contracts. Because they formulate those that it sounds very, very good. And then when you sign, they got you. And then you ask, where's my money?
No.
You owe me money.
Right.
What?
Right.
How did that happen? So be careful and don't give anything away. And be hard with negotiation, especially if you have tons of followers on Twitter, Facebook, and whatnot, because you are bringing something to the table. They need you, because the music industry don't survive without any content. And the content, that's the artists, the writers, the producers. The suits that run the labels have nothing if they don't have us. So I think we can be pretty tough with negotiations. And don't be afraid to say that, oh, that's not a good deal. And if they don't want to give you a better deal, walk away, because somebody else will. Or you can do it yourself. These days, you can do so much yourself with YouTube and, like we said, all the social media going on, that you see many of the major artists today, I mean, Ronnie Dunn, Big and Rich, Tim McGraw is signed to a big label, but he owns the rights himself. So many of the big artists own rights, and they have their own labels, and then they use the big labels for distribution.
Who would you have to have on your team to do it the right way? Like, if you're just a humble guy working a Monday through Friday 9-to-5 job, but your dream is to be a country music singer and say you're talented, what do you recommend? How do you set yourself up for the right route so that you can handle your business? What kind of team do you need? I mean, obviously, if you're just starting out, you may not be able to afford an entertainment attorney, or you may not be able to afford some things. So what can you do to build your team or to do things the right way?
Well, you should always start with yourself, because we have a lot of potential in ourselves. If we have a burning desire and a dream, start with yourself. Because online, if you don't have the money to go to, like you said, attorneys and other people, there's a lot of stuff online that you can read that is very, very helpful. Just Google.
Music.
Yeah, Google. Mm-hmm. If you have a contract or any questions, Google.
Right.
Or find many of the music attorneys on their web pages. You find a lot of good advice.
Yeah, with everything that's on the internet, my God, you can put yourself through college. You don't even need to pay for college. If you have the determination, go to the library or take some classes online. I'm telling you, it's amazing. You just have to want to do it. And see, Hicks, is what I have found is a problem with a lot of people. They say, oh, you know, I just want to write. I just want to sing. I don't want to deal with the business. I don't want to think about contracts. I don't want to have to go out, market, network, and make flyers and all of that. Is that a person that's going to make it if they just want to focus on writing and singing? Because it's confusing to me, because I think you got to put some effort into handling your business, but a lot of them, they just don't want to do it. They're talented singers and songwriters, but they don't want to handle their business. What do you say about that?
I have a lot of friends who are like that, and then they complain that the career is going nowhere. And they are a little envious that mine is not. Well, it's not easy for me like it is for you. And I tell them, it's not easy for me either, but I get up there. When you're sleeping, I'm working.
Right.
Get up 2 hours before you, and I start working. And now the clock is almost 3 a.m. here in Sweden.
Oh, my God.
They are in bed sleeping, and I'm sitting here talking to you.
Yes, you are.
I love it, because this is what I want to do, and this is who I am. So you have to get out there and do it.
That's right. Oh, my gosh. I didn't even think about it. I'm keeping you up all night long. Well, we only
no problem.
And you
no
just
problem,
seem
Leona.
Like you go
I love it.
Night. You have such energy. Well, we only have 2 minutes left, so I want to talk about, in 2 minutes, tell me, what can we expect from you, Hicks? What's exciting? What's going on in 2015? Anything that you want to tell us about? Any upcoming?
Yeah, well, next week, and I'm actually going back to London, I'm nominated again for Best European Country Artist, and I'm going to play at the show this year, and I'm going to share the stage with Steve Wariner and Katie Armiger, and that's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, where are you going to be? What date? Where can we find out?
On the 21st, next Sunday, on the 23rd of November, I'm in London playing at the Concord Suite out of, I think it's out on Heathrow area somewhere. Yes.
Oh, so they fly you over and pay for everything. How exciting.
Cool.
Oh, you don't even have to save up a whole year to take your own trips. They just fly you over there and pay for everything.
That's the benefit of being an artist.
Yeah, that's the life you're living there. So all of the information about your upcoming events and performances are on your website, correct?
Yes, hickscountry.com.
Yeah, let's go over these websites. So if you want to learn more about what's going on with Hicks, go to his website again, hickscountry.com. He's also on Facebook under Hicks Country, and he's on Twitter under Hicks Country, and YouTube. Now, do you see what he's done? And this is what I tell everybody. People, you have to keep things consistent. Do you see how easy it is to find him? Hicks Country, his website, personal website, hickscountry.com. If you know that, you go on Facebook, you go, even if you don't know what his Facebook name is or Twitter or YouTube, you just type in Hicks Country, and again, you're going to pull it up, Twitter, pull up. Everything is consistent. He's branding himself consistently so everybody can find him. Do not have I love, Hello Kitty as your website address, and then have Lady in Red as your name on Facebook, and I'm a dominatrix, but I love to sing music on YouTube. But people just don't pay attention. They just pick all these different names. Brand yourself the way Hicks did. HicksCountry.com. Facebook Hicks Country, Twitter Hicks Country, and YouTube. So I would highly recommend going and looking at this gorgeous man, Michael Person, a.k.a. Hicks, and watch him perform on YouTube. So as soon as we end this show, go check him out. So if you're in London, you can see him this Sunday, but I wish you could come to L.A. Are you coming to L.A. anytime soon so I can come see you?
Well, I hope so. I just got myself a booking agent who is out in California.
Oh!
Yeah. So they're going to help me with 2015. So we're looking at May, June to come over and do some really cool shows.
That's exciting because there's lots and lots of country places out here where you will be a huge success. So please make sure that Michael contacts me and lets me know, and I'll bring a little...
Yeah, sure. We holler.
Hicks posse. And we'll just be like screaming at you and carrying on. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Say goodbye to your fans, Hicks.
Well, thank you so much for having me, and thank you to all of you who've listened. I hope you had a good time, and I hope you liked the music.
We will see you on the red carpet, Hicks. Have a great time in London. Thank you.
You too.
For the show, HicksCountry.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.